interest free financing or pay zero sales tax. Keon's Showcase pre-Memorial Day sale now through May 27th at 6th and Prairie.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:23.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, a 920 commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News time is 8:24. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. Bobby Thompson's joining us. And this time we're not talking about the Flint Hills Gravel Ride in Americus. We're talking about the Flint Hills Gravel, the Ultra Gravel Route, which is set to launch soon from downtown Emporia.
Yeah, the tour. And yeah, don't leave that Ultra out. I think that's a big part of what's going on here. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you both?
We are doing all right. So the Flint Hills Ultra Gravel Tour and the route. We mentioned here at the end of our newscast, this is totally different from what we're used to when it comes to gravel routes. So what is going to be coming here soon?
Yeah, so, I mean, the interesting thing is if you didn't know it was going on, then you'd probably miss it, which is fine because it's a different type of a gravel event. It's bike packing has been popular for a number of years now, and there's the Great Divide route that goes from Canada down to Mexico, and that's toured throughout the year, all year long. But once a year, they have what they call a Grand Depart, and that's where if you want to ride it with everybody, everybody leaves at the same time. And that's what's coming up here this Saturday. I developed a route. It's 1,050 miles through the Flint Hills of Kansas and Oklahoma. You know, I'm talking to me throughout the years. You know, I have a great love for our area here, and the Flint Hills are just, they're beautiful to ride bikes. They're beautiful to ride in Jeeps. And so, yeah, I wanted to showcase the entire Flint Hills to those who want to ride it.
So this will be a gathering and depart as a group. Do people jump on, Bobby? How exactly does this work?
Yeah, so the first year, you got to remember, this is the first year, and obviously, 1,000 miles is just as daunting to a bicyclist as it is to you to hear. So it will never be a mass event. You know, we'll always have 20 to 30 people at most, I would say, on the Grand Depart. And then the whole purpose is that the Grand Depart brings focus to the route. The route remains static. It's a permanent route through the Flint Hills of Kansas that goes through over 30 different communities. And yeah, eventually what will happen is the hope is that these communities, I've reached out to many of them, is they start developing a little tourism in their area based on the route, where you can jump on the route wherever you want. And you can do 200 miles, you can do 50 miles, you can do 15 miles. But the Grand Depart is a starting point in Emporia, Kansas. We're going to leave from the gates of our zoo, our beautiful, amazing zoo. And they're going to take off together. 16 of them are going to take off this year. And I guarantee you, within 20 miles, they'll start to separate. And some of these people will ride 50 miles a day, and some of these people will ride 300 miles a day. I guarantee you there's one gentleman who will probably ride a couple days without sleeping. So it's just going to be an amazing event to watch and see how it unfolds and hear the stories that come out of it.
Okay, now, Bobby, you mentioned here that this is never going to be big. I might challenge you on that in 5 years. Considering how we've seen Unbound and, you know, the other, you know, the Flint Hills Gravel Ride out of America's blow up here the last couple of years. I might challenge you on that. Talk a little bit about, you know, setting this race up and when you're talking about a 1,000-mile ride, the contacts that you have to make in order to set the route, because I'm assuming from past experience, say with Unbound and with the Flint Hills Gravel Ride, you can't just say, okay, here's the route, that's that for that, and then send everybody off on their way.
No, absolutely not. No. A route like this doesn't happen unless somebody has a great amount of passion for the area, and I'll just admit to that. This is something that I love to do. A hobby is just to go out and drive the back roads of the Flint Hills. You know, I grew up in Americus. I grew up on those back roads, learned how to drive on those back roads, went to school at Northern Heights on those back roads. And that's my piece. That's where I can go and kind of reset when I need to. And so, yeah, I mean, it took a lot of work, and I'm not done making the connections. I'm done with the route, but the connections and the networking will continue. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, I've had a great amount of contact with some people out at Matfield Green that have been wonderful, absolutely wonderful, and opened their doors to the riders. Because the level of needs for the riders, I mean, it varies per person and per day. And so, yeah, I mean, I have a great amount of knowledge about the northern part of the Flint Hills because I've been riding there for 12 years. But the southern part was new to me, and the towns were new to me. And making those contacts right now, they're probably no more than they know my name, and that's it. But we'll grow those contacts a little bit more. And that's the fun part for me, is getting out on those roads and meeting those people.
So as a participant in this, you mentioned, Bobby, you have 16 folks. Then before they go, obviously there's some preparation on the rider's end of things, you know, like where they're going to stop, where they're going to sleep, where they can refuel, you know, with food, water, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that something they do on their own?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So this is an unsupported ride. There's no way that I could account for all these people and be in control of this like you would a 100-mile event or even like the Unbound. No, this has to be, I mean, it's unsupported. And I go out and I make sure that the route is safe. You know, I make sure that the route is beautiful the way I want it to be presented, because it's all in how you tie the roads together. It's not just saying, these are the roads. you know, you got to go out, and 1 mile over may be a better way to ride a bike through, and one hill over may be a little bit less daunting right after you've hit them with five steep hills. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. And so when they go into planning, they're thinking of that also. You know, they're thinking, well, this stretch between let's say Cottonwood Falls and Bazaar, what's in there? You know, well, there's not a lot in Bazaar, Kansas. There's a lot in Cottonwood Falls. So you want to make sure that you fuel up and you hit Cottonwood Falls during daylight hours. You know, you got to account for what hours are these stores or these towns are going to be open to you. And if you get there too early, if you get there 2 hours before that place opens, you're probably going to have to take a nap. You know, you're probably going to have to get some sleep, because you can't roll on another 50 miles with no supplies in the Flint Hills of Kansas. So all that comes into play, and that has been fun to watch also, is the interactiveness between the riders and the spreadsheets that are being built. And, you know, some of these people will... Oh, it's not always the safest thing in the world, but again, you have no control. Some of these people will take a nap in a ditch for a few hours and get back up and ride. However, some of these people will be looking for Airbnbs and some kind of lodging all along the way. So yeah, depending on how they ride, you know, if they're just sleeping in a ditch, they may not care if there's a hotel in a town. They just need to know, is there a post office I could sleep behind? You know, so...
Yeah, you mentioned
Go ahead. You
mentioned 1,050 miles, Bobby. So we started Emporia. Where does the route end specifically?
So the great thing about this route is it is a loop. So you can hop on anywhere and ride around back to where you started from.
Okay.
The Grand Depart starts in Emporia, Kansas, and ends in Emporia, Kansas, primarily because I live here. and that's the biggest reason. I mean, you could start in Council Grove and end in Council Grove, but I live here in Emporia, Kansas, and I'm proud of the town that we have here. So the route will start and stop here this weekend. Well, it won't stop here this weekend. It'll start here this weekend down to Emporia's Day.
So how far south do you go? You mentioned into Oklahoma. How far into Oklahoma do we get?
So if you took the map of the ecological boundaries of the Flint Hills, that's where this rock goes. It goes as far north as Blue Rapids is about as far as that boundary goes. I do jump a little bit outside the Flint Hills to get to Marysville, because Marysville is a full service stop, meaning that they have a bike shop there for repairs and everything. So we go up to Marysville, we go all the way down to Bazaar, Cottonwood Falls, Council Grove, and then it dips all the way down to the southern tip of the Osage Hills, which is also the Flint Hills, but in Oklahoma it's the Osage Hills, and it dips all the way down to Fairfax and Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and then comes back up. So it's quite a ride. I mean, Ark City's on the route, Cedarville, Kansas, and some of these towns are towns that, you know, my family's a Southeast Kansas family, and so Cedarville, Caney, Sedan, and all those towns are near the route. Cedarville is on the route.
Yeah,
understood.
And down in that area, you get the Chautauqua Hills, which, again, is a beautiful part of Kansas if you've never visited down there. Totally different than the Flint Hills up here, but it is within the Flint Hills boundary, so it is also on the route.
Bobby, let me ask you this. How much really study did you have to do either of the you know, there's certainly some that's going on with the route, but you know, as far as the terrain goes, the different areas that you even wanted to take the route versus what's, you know, what's on the map, how much study did you have to do, and kind of how long did it take you to really craft the plan going forward?
Oh man, that's part of the fun part, the research and study. I mean, if I was 20, 30, 40 years ago, I would love to be a history major. The problem is I read it and I forget about it the next day. So it's always new to me when I reread it again. it's a lot of fun to go and visit and start just diving into local history and local lore. I mean, I joined some local user groups down around Dexter, Kansas, and you learn about, you know, somebody posted a research article that was written at Wichita. I don't know if it was Wichita State University at the time, but a university in Wichita back in the late 1800s, and actually early 1900s is when the university was there. But the interviews were done from the late 1800s. And so you read about these creeks that people built houses by, and it's just been amazing. And then, of course, you get down to Osage, and you learn about the Osage Native Americans down there on their reservation, and you learn about their lore and everything. And yeah, it's funny. I even pulled up the top whatever roadside attractions in Kansas, and just see what kind of, you know, every town has something, right, that they're proud of. What was it? Moline, Kansas has one of the oldest swinging bridges in Kansas that they believe was on the Cherokee Trail. So, I mean, I love all that local history and that local lore that just sits there, and most of us don't know it's there, you know. And yeah, you may just visit it one time and say that's enough, but it's neat that it's there. It's neat that they're proud of it, and I encourage people to get out and drive and visit our state.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious you are on the pulse of the gravel grinding and gravel riding community here, not only in the state of Kansas, but you have made the rounds with gravel riding across this country. So knowing that, did you have a feeling if you came up with a route like this, there would be people eager to participate?
You know, that's the whole thing you get nervous about. You're like, is this going to be embarrassing? Because Flint Hills Gravel really took off in America. And, you know, we had 800 people this year. And you're like, well, okay, if this thing is anywhere short of 500, are people going to say, what's going on? What's wrong? And sometimes it's not about the numbers. It's just about people who are like you who just want to get out and do it, and especially if you're passionate about it. So, yes, I was still nervous about how this would be received. It is 1,000 miles. Not many people can take off from work for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and go ride their bike. So that is going to always impact those numbers. And, yeah, I was a little nervous. I knew that we have a very quiet, similar event in the fall called the Cannonball 550. Every year we get about 10 to 15 people. And there's a core group there. There's a core group of about 10 that are statewide that come and do that. And so I kind of hoped and figured that I would get some, maybe 7 or 8 of those 10. But we've got people from St. Louis coming up. Ashton Lambie, who is a world-renowned record holder on the track bike, he's going to come down and try to knock this thing out and be done before Unbound starts. So that'll be exciting to watch his dot and see how he goes. Rob Finnegan is getting ready to do a a video tour across the state of Nebraska. He rides, on average, he rides 66 miles a day for the past 3 years.
Whoa.
So he puts in about 20,000 miles in a year. 20,000 miles over the past 3 years is what he has done. He's going to come down. He finished the 550 last year in 49 hours with no sleep.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, so ouch. He's going to come down and see what he can do. So it's going to be interesting watching the different dynamics between the riders.
That's an understatement.
And you at home can actually watch their progress if you go to the Flint Hills Ultra Facebook page. There is a track leaders link, and it's also just trackleaders.com and search for the thing. And you can watch the eight of the riders have signed up for it. I hope they all do. They don't have to. They're not required. But you can watch their dots go around the route and see where they're at and everything. And it'll be something that I do every morning with coffee. is watching the dots.
Oh, man.
The comfort of my home, watching the dots. So.
You know, Bobby, one other thing before we let you go is I want to encourage people to go to your website that you've created, discovergravel.com, and then click on the Flint Hills Ultra buttons that are up. And part of it is not just because of the tour details, but it's really the rules that you have of the gravel road. There's be cattle cautious. Which makes a lot of sense because you're going into, an area that has a lot of ranching operations already set. But it's really the other things that are involved with this. Be a gravel ambassador, be knowledgeable, be respectful. I think that's some great reminders here for folks that are taking part.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just about, we're all, and I don't want to get too maybe hippie-ish or whatever, but we're all in a community here together. And whether that community is just Emporia or whether that community is Lyon County or whether that's the mid-system Kansas, we're all connected some way, shape, or form nowadays, especially with the internet the way it is. And I just feel that it's important to treat these things like it's your neighbor's house, like it's your neighborhood. And yeah, just be aware of what's going on around you and be aware of other people's perspectives of what you're doing. We're the crazy people out there wearing latex clothing and riding our bikes in the Flint Hills of Kansas. And yeah, we love it and we're passionate about it, but we look a little bit different, when we step into a cafe in a small town, Kansas, and we have our clicking heels on and everything. So just be aware and be safe and wave and smile. And if you don't get a wave back, keep waving. And hopefully the next time you get a wave. And so, yeah, all that's very, very important to me.
So are you going to be unbounding at all, Bobby?
Oh yeah. I've always, I've been doing it so long that they only had the 200 as an option. So the 200 is what I continue to ride. I've always ridden it. I've tried it 10 times. I've finished 8. I will say I'm getting to the age now where it takes a lot more prep mentally and physically to get ready. I would love to finish 10, which is two more. So hopefully this year and next year. Next year I turn 50. If I could finish 10 on my when I'm 50, then I think I'm done with the 200, but we'll see when I get there. I've started helping to coach, and I'll say helping because people do a lot more than me, with the local NICA mountain bike chapter with kids ages 6th grade through 12th grade.
Yeah,
and some of those kids are stepping up, doing the 25, doing the 50, and doing the 100. A couple of them are doing the 100 this year, and those kids are awesome. And I would really love in a couple years to, help a couple of those kids navigate the 100 and just have a good day out there riding bikes. So.
Well, thanks for keeping it gravel. You're quite an ambassador, no doubt about that, and participant. Good information. It'll be fun to watch the dots with you here, Bobby.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for giving me some time.
Hey, appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Bobby Thompson. Yeah, Flint Hills Gravel and more.
Holy cow.
Now it's the Flint Hills Ultra Gravel route and tour. Interesting to see the couple of those riders he was talking about that are going to be knocking this 1,050 miles out pretty quickly.
Holy cow. I'm sorry, but that is...